For more, we're joined by two economists. John Taylor is a professor of economics at Stanford University. He joins us from the Stanford campus. Joseph Stiglitz is a professor at Columbia University and a Nobel Prize-winning economist. He joins us from New York. Welcome, gentlemen.
Nice to be here.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
President Obama says he is going to focus now on creating jobs. But, of course, the Fed suggests that for the next 2 years there won't be enough growth to create any jobs. Is there anything the president can really do to boost job growth, Professor Stiglitz?
Yes. I think he can stimulate the economy. They can borrow money at close to zero rate of interest. We have lots of investment projects that yield returns that are very high, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30%. Infrastructure, technology, education, design taxes in ways that encourage investment. Right now, we have an insufficiency of aggregate demand.
People just aren't buying things, and businesses aren't buying things.
Exactly. And government sector is not creating jobs to fill the hole. And with that weakness, investment is going to be relatively weak.
Professor Taylor, what do you think? Can the president boost economic growth enough to produce more jobs?
Yes, absolutely. And I agree we need much more growth. And I think he could do things that would get through the Congress. Number one, trying to get rid of this really very large increase in government spending we've had over the last 3 or 4 years. And if you want to go back further, that's fine. I'd say the kind of budget deal that was just worked out has the right approach. And that's the kind of thing that creates certainty that the debt is not going to be a problem in the future. We're not going to have a government-caused financial panic. We're not going to have the threats of inflation or deflation. Businesses have plenty of cash right now to invest and create jobs. They're just sitting on it because of these concerns. That's number one. Number two, stop talking about tax increases. It makes firms worry. It makes businesses worry. It makes consumers worry about the future. Number three, try to find a way to at least temporarily roll back some of this big increase in regulations in the healthcare and the financial sector. It is a drag. The reasons we've had this abysmal recovery is largely related to the uncertainty and the interventions by government policies that have failed, quite frankly. The stimulus package, the cash for clunkers, first-time home buyers, the quantitative easing. If we can reduce that and have a more stable policy, that removes a lot of the uncertainty, a lot of the concerns, and will increase demand and get the economy moving.
Professor Stiglitz, I want a quick view from you about a point that Professor Taylor made about the stimulus failing.
The stimulus actually worked. If it had not been for the stimulus, the unemployment rate would have peaked somewhere around 12.5%, 13%. With the stimulus, it was brought down to 10%. Now, that's not great, but they forecast that the effect would be to reduce the unemployment rate by around 2-2.5%. And they were actually on target. Where their mistake was, they did not realize how severe the economic downturn that they had to deal with.
I would just add, and I'm just going back to Joe Stiglitz's point about the stimulus, I have looked at this with the numbers, looked at what happened, traced the money, and I do not find an impact. The studies that show that had an impact, they just simulate models. When I look at the data, where it went, temporary tax reductions went into people's pockets. They didn't spend it. This money that's sent to the states, they didn't spend it. They actually put it in their coffers. You can't see any impact on the infrastructure or the things that was supposed to happen. And those are the facts.
Let me ask you this, Professor Stiglitz. You're suggesting more stimulus, but can you really hope that it's going to get through our gridlocked political process?
No, I don't. And that's why I'm very pessimistic about the prospects of the economy. So when the Fed says it doesn't think that growth is going to come before 2013, I think given the political reality, we should be thinking 2015 or beyond. And the critical number here is what is the growth rate to create new jobs for the new entrants in the labor force? And if our economy were in normal mode, the labor force would be growing roughly at 1% a year. Productivity would be somewhere around 2-3% per year. And that means if you don't have growth in the range of 3-4% a year, your jobs deficit is getting larger. So we are going to have to grow faster than 3 to 4%, and no one is seeing that within the next 2-3 years.
And Professor Taylor, what about you? You suggested that this deal that was agreed to really does have some legs and can do some good. Do you think it will result in final savings that will be approved by the Congress?
Well, we'll have to stick with it, and that's the big question. I think it did represent progress. There's a long way to go. And by the way, that doesn't solve the problem of the deficit. Even if we had $4 trillion rather than $2 trillion, that wouldn't solve it. You need something like $6 trillion over 10 years, gradually implemented to make it work. So there's more to be done. I just think that we ought to recognize that there's some progress being made. And part of that progress is the result of these tough discussions in Washington.
John Taylor is a professor of economics at Stanford University and a senior fellow in economics at the Hoover Institution. He joined us from the Stanford campus. And Joe Stiglitz is a professor at Columbia University and a Nobel Prize winning economist. He joined us from New York. Thanks to you both.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.